RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, we are. The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan taking another day off. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And BYU took down Georgia Tech in the Pop-Tarts Bowl 25-21. I know there are a lot of antics with this game. They allowed the fans to choose which Pop-Tarts to sacrifice. They chose sprinkles this year.
Man.
And at the end of the game, slamming strawberry was like, nope. And jumped off the toaster and said, wow. I'm not being sacrificed today.
Wow. Did you see the grill? The grill.
Yes.
They were grilling Pop-Tarts. How do we feel about grilling Pop-Tarts?
I was like,
oh, no.
Did you see the deep-fried ones they had as
did
well?
Did not.
That's what I would rather try than a grilled Pop-Tart.
I would definitely rather try a deep-fried Pop-Tart over a grilled Pop-Tart. I agree with you on that. But I still think a grilled Pop-Tart would be pretty good. I mean, it's kind of almost this not quite the same thing, but close to like a toaster
flavor
type of feel.
Just getting in there. You know what I mean? It was on a Weber grill.
Oh, it was on an etch.
Yeah, it was a charcoal grill.
Oh yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Yeah, I couldn't get down with it.
A smoky flavor on a Pop-Tart, not good.
Sweet,
not ideal.
And smoky? No.
I was downtown Roswell during the game, and went over to Gate City Brewing, which was a good time. The kids run around out in the back there, big screen up, and then walked over to what's it called, Rockin' Taco, right there. I was shocked at I guess I shouldn't have been. The amount of Georgia Tech people that were out and about that day for the game was crazy. Penn State, Clemson, I think, led into that one. I was with a couple of Penn State grads myself, and watching that game was a lot of fun. And then watching the Georgia Tech game, the feeling when they caught that last deep ball trying to come back and they got into the red zone, the eruption from the crowd in Rockin' Taco was insane. Like, really, really cool, and I was right there with them. So, I always call myself Georgia Tech adjacent. I love Brent Key. I coached one of their players, one of their offensive linemen as well. And so I was really rooting for them to be able to get it done. It just couldn't help, Allie, but get to the end of that game and feel like there is a new era of Georgia Tech, good or bad, on the other side of that game because of Buster Faulkner, because of Haynes King, because of Aaron Filo. Chris Winkie obviously calling plays. Wouldn't be shocked to see him get that job full time. And I'm a huge fan of who he was as a player. But a lot of things about to change at Georgia Tech. And hopefully they can continue to kind of hit the ground running.
Absolutely. Well, Missouri linebacker Damon Wilson II is suing UGA's Athletic Association for attempting to punish him for his decision to transfer.
Yeah, this all came out when Georgia decided they were going to sue him. And then his lawyer comes out and says, quote, UGA picked the wrong person.
Oh.
They were like, he was like, nah, dog. Y'all coming after the wrong dude. I have no idea what to make of this because on the front of it, I'm like, yeah, you should not be able to just take money and leave. But there were some things that are reported by his lawyer on the other end from Georgia's perspective that I don't necessarily agree with either. Basically, wrongfully telling other schools that there would be like a $1.2 million buyout for him if they were to accept him through the portal, delayed putting his portal paperwork into action. So it's going to get ugly. And the bottom line is this is going to be a massive precedent being set for college football. Either way, you want to see this one going out.
Yeah, you never feel good when the lawyer says, yeah, you about to F around and find out.
You got the wrong one.
You got the wrong one. It's always not good. But like you said, I'm sure the truth probably lies somewhere in the middle. That's, you know,
always does.
Always does. And like you said, either way it goes, this is going to turn out ugly and definitely create a new precedent. And you brought up the buyout thing. Is that something that you ever think we'll see like legitimately in college football?
I think we're going to have to. I think that what you're going to see is, and I, Shannon Terry, who owns On3 and, you know, has been really a centerpiece of all of its college football websites over the last 20 years, you know, and he essentially tweeted out, like, a couple weeks ago that it's not with this college football CBA, that it's no longer if but when it will happen, and that a lot of these donors are starting to get over it a lot quicker than they thought they would. You know, a lot of these donors are like, dude, I'm tired of forking out millions and millions and millions of dollars to these kids. And so something is bound to kind of, I don't know, splash back the other direction with that. So maybe you do see a CBA at some point in the near future. I hope so. And then with that should come some kind of contract that everybody has in college football that looks the same, not just on a university to university basis. But
yeah, yeah,
we'll
boilerplate.
Right, exactly. Just something that's a little bit uniform of, hey, this is how we're going to deal with these issues moving forward. But it's a dumpster fire. College football right now in terms of that is just an absolute dumpster fire. I hate it.
Well, there was a viral video going around this holiday season. Lane Kiffin apparently doesn't know how to go grocery shopping. He returned home with groceries, and he brought the basket from the store because the bags cost money.
Yes, they do.
Because he can't afford them.
Right, in Louisiana. Yeah, right. I saw this when he shows up at the the Texas Bowl that I can't remember what bowl LSU was playing in, but he shows up. My buddy Cole Kublik was in the booth for ESPN on that call, and he hands him up. He pulls out a plastic bag out of his pocket and handed it to him. He's like, here, man, just in case. He said a lot of people on social media were upset, or Lane said a lot of people on social media were upset about that. He did take the basket back. He's like, you know, he said also, and I think we can kind of all understand this, he was kind of playing into the video with his daughter.
Yeah.
Like, she's always trying to go viral with things and, like, post content about him. And he's like, I'm always just trying to play into it. But it was slightly funny that, first of all, that he went to the store himself and grabbed like six things.
Right.
You know, I can't imagine some of the, like, I always think about Nick Saban, obviously, because I played for him. I'm like, I can't imagine Nick up at like Publix, you know, just getting it done just for six items in the self-checkout. It's absolutely hilarious.
Maybe grabbing a pub sub on the way out.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Like a call ahead order app where it says just Nick Saban on the receipt, on the sticky receipt. I don't know, man. Funny. It just looked weird.
I'm sure they use Instacart. I'm sure Nick uses Instacart.
For sure.
For sure.
Nick has a guy. There's a guy, Cedric, that you always see him with everywhere he goes. Cedric is kind of just does everything for Nick.
Yeah,
and just, I mean, it's like warms up his car in the morning, probably drives into work. Always has. Cedric has done that at Bama since like Bear Bryant for every head coach. So I don't know if he still does it for Nick or if he does it for Kalen DeBoer now, but he's been around for a while. If you ever look and see him, I could point him out. He's just always there, always, no matter what.
Man, that would be so nice for like the people like me who don't have like you can remote start the warm of their car. Obviously, I live in an apartment too, so I can't just like warm up my car and leave it alone.
Right.
That'd be so nice to just have someone take your keys and go sit in the car and warm up the car for you.
Yeah, he's
so
just
nice.
His personal,
assistant.
No. The person like in the hotel that like lines
concierge.
Up concierge, that's what it is. He's like his personal concierge.
That would be the first thing I got would be a driver.
if I ever won the lottery, I wouldn't tell anybody, but there would be signs.
That's the number one thing.
having a driver allows you to like get so much done. I mean, because you think about it, if you have like, even if you have a like a not that much long of a commute, you can still get a lot of things done in the time you're driving, not having a
shout
drive.
Out Waymo.
Yeah, shout out Waymo.
Think about the woman that had a baby in a Waymo.
Yeah,
she got a lot done.
She's doing a lot.
She did a whole lot.
Yeah. Well, each Wednesday night, you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. We're going to play a game surrounding famous scores because yesterday I went to see The Holiday at Atlanta Symphony Hall. It's one of those where the movie is playing, but the orchestra plays the score for you.
Stop it. That's a thing?
Oh, it's incredible. And they had Home Alone 2.
I've never heard of this.
They've done it with Elf. No?
No, I've never heard of this. This sounds great.
Star Wars.
Why are you more shocked that he hasn't heard of it? Like, when I was like, I've never heard of it, you were like, oh. And when he said it, you were like, what?
Because you are always looking for things to do with your family.
That's true.
He's just hanging out with a girl.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, I just assume that you know more about events that are going on around the city.
Right, okay. That's fair.
She still thinks you're hip, Mike. It's okay.
She did.
She still thinks you're hip.
Yeah. Can't take my kids to the weird movie thing.
No, you should definitely check it out, though. It's a great experience to go to these movies.
All right.
So we're going to talk about scores, sports and movies. Couple questions, couple scores I'll play for you. Okay? So the first one, this is the second highest scoring NFL game ever. We're going with the second because the first one is from 1966, and I didn't think you would get that one. So the second highest is from 2004, Cincinnati against Cleveland. What was that score? You can guess the total points if you like.
56 to 52.
I'll say 51 to 49.
So it was 58 to 48. You both are pretty close.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Total points were 106.
There.
Yeah.
I think I was right there for 106.
You guys are right there.
56, 52, I'll take that.
There will be more familiar games coming up. Let's go with movie score number one, Dylan. What movie is that? Oh, my gosh.
Not getting a beat on it right now.
What?
No.
Okay, give me a category. Like, are we...
One best Oscar? Or,
okay, so we're actually serious. Okay, best Oscar.
Y'all
get
have seen this? Y'all are going to kick yourselves. Do you not see a feather twirling around in the sky?
Nope. I know what movie you're talking about now.
I'm still clueless right now. Yeah,
tell me what it is.
Forrest Gump.
Okay. See, I never really paid attention to the score.
I'm a little upset.
Forrest Gump.
I thought that's why I said give me a category. I thought we were still on Christmas movies.
No.
I thought we were still on Christmas movies.
Christmas
bro.
Is over.
I thought we were still on Christmas movies. That's why I was like, can I get a category? You're like best Oscar. I was like, oh, okay.
I mean,
so we're not talking about the Grinch. Like, I was like, we're not talking about the Grinch. It could be like, you know, Four Christmases or something. The holiday. I don't know.
Christmas.
I didn't
is
know
over,
we were going
Mike.
Forrest Gump.
We're moving forward.
Okay.
These are all like classic films. Okay,
cool. All right. Forrest Gump's my favorite movie of all time, by the way.
And you didn't get that?
I know. I thought we were Christmas movies. Do you remember the movie Phenomenon?
Yeah.
When you said, so when I was picturing a feather, I was just, all I could think about was Phenomenon.
Oh, with John Travolta twirling
the
sunglasses.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I just thought he was twirling something up in the sky. Anyhow.
All right.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's go with the highest scoring MLB game in 2000s history. It's the Atlanta Braves against the Marlins in 2020. Do you remember this score?
Oh, I remember this game. This is when I worked for the Braves, and the Braves were down big, and they made a big comeback in the ninth inning. Is that game?
I believe so. You can guess the total amount of runs.
All right, I'm gonna guess total.
I think the total was go all in. I think the total was 21. I think the final score was 11 to 10 Braves.
No, what? Dude, you're so far off. Stop it.
Never mind.
I'm gonna go with total 41. I'm gonna go 26-15.
So it was 29-9, 38 runs total.
I was there.
Braves.
What were you talking about? The highest run. The highest run of all time.
I had a brain fart.
This man said 11-10.
I forgot there was like there've been MLB teams scored 30 runs in a game. My bad.
Let's go with movie score number two.
Oh, this is Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Boom.
Let's go. Yeah.
Easy enough.
Glad you knew because I didn't know.
Well, I mean, you know, now that we're not in the Christmas, now I'm not in the Christmas line of thinking, I can actually, you know, kind of correspond to this kind of thing.
All right,
let's move on quick because I like this.
I will be very upset if you don't get this one. It's the highest scoring NBA game. It was between the Pistons and Nuggets in 1983. Went into triple overtime.
I can tell you right now, I don't know.
The crinkles in his forehead. He's like, bro.
But if it goes into triple overtime, try and guess the total points.
Man. Total points.
Think
had
about
to be,
how far it would
total
go.
Total points had to be like close to 350.
No, I was going to say, you got to be at 400. You got to be at 400 for triple overtime.
I think the Pistons, is this a game where the Pistons score like 183 points? I think the Pistons score.
Is scores, it?
I think it is. It was like 183 to like 150 something. So, quick math, yeah, I guess it's around like 400-ish points. I'm going to say 410.
Okay, triple overtime. It would be a little bit closer in score. It was 186 to 184.
Ah, there we go.
You were close, though.
Yeah.
So
right
close.
Right between what he and I were talking about. Yeah, feel good about that one.
Okay, let's do movie score number 3.
Come on, bro. This is cake. I'm going to let you get this one. Come on. No, Dylan.
I don't think I know it. Titanic? It's not Titanic.
No. Oh, come on. They're still making these movies. This one's probably 30 years old, but they're still making them.
They're still making these. Really?
I have no clue.
It is Jurassic Park.
That is Jurassic Park.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, bro. That's iconic.
Yeah, I kind of hear it now.
All right, let's land on one final one. This one isn't actually.
Can we do the thing where we play it and then, or you ask the question, then we go to break? So I can think about it for a little bit.
Okay, we can play it. You can think about it. Dylan, do not shout it out. And play it. Oh, I'm sorry. Movie score number 5. Move on to number 5.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
All right,
Mike. You know this one?
Oh, absolutely. I knew it a second in.
Don't tell me.
This is easy.
Yeah, it's very easy. Everyone's yelling at Mike in the car.
Everybody's yelling at
everybody.
You right now. Everybody's yelling at you right now.
But
dog.
You think about it.
All right, I'm going to think about it.
And we'll cover it when we come back.
I'm going to think about it. Okay, go.
We're also going to talk about Falcons-Rams. It's going down tonight. We're going to talk about that, of course, but the big rumor swirling around Matt Ryan right now. We'll get into what it means next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.